Korea, a very good morning, Sid Valley, and indeed to all of you in the wider world who have joined me this morning, particularly if you're sitting up in bed with tea and toast in Bedfordshire land. I'm Adrian Brown, and you're listening to our wonderful house band Booker T and the MGs with their magnificent 1962 12-bar blues hit Green Onions, which means you listen to the Sunday morning mod slot on Sid Valley Radio. Whatever you do, don't touch that dial, but sit back, relax, and lose yourself for the next 2 hours in the best music you'll hear today. Today or any other day, this is the Soul Special.
Count, cause mama, I'm so hard to hell and I yes around. Action speaks louder than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you place your ad with me? Boys will call my dime by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but 10 cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm so hard to hell and I yes around. Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, just come go home with me. Some good old loving, and I got better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will come a dime by for loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light the counter, called mama, I'm so hard to hell and I yes I am.
Yeah, I rest my case. And the current Mrs. Brown's daughter, Carly, has just messaged to say, what an opener. Quite Carly, indeed. Written by Otis Redding, Al Bell and Alan Jones, and produced by the great Steve Cropper, the guitarist with Booker T and the MGs, of course. Widely released after the Big O's tragic death in December 1967. It appeared on his posthumous album, The Immortal Otis Redding. Immortal indeed. Yeah, very good morning to you all. I hope you're having a lovely Sunday morning. Today is largely given over to soul, defined by a certain dictionary as, and wait for it, a fervent type of popular music developed in the late 1950s by African Americans as a secularized form of gospel music with rhythm and blues influences and distinctive for its earthy expressiveness, various plaintive or raucous vocals, and often passionate romanticism or sensuality. Well, I'd say that's pretty near the mark, but you probably don't need me to tell you this, but soul is not just the preserve of black Americans. There are a whole number of white artists, many of them British, who could easily hold their own with their brethren across the pond. We, of course, will be hearing from a selection of those, including the Beatles and David Bowie. The jazz one's going to come courtesy of a man who, with his mighty organ, was one of the earliest artists to fuse the genres of jazz and soul. The current Mrs. Brown has yet again nailed the brief of a stonking track from A Brace of Soul Men. And this week's threesome will feature arguably the best soul group of the 1980s and 90s. And guess what? Yep, they're British. So in all, I've netted you a whole soul, a shoal of soul. So let's crack on with a wonderful track that started life as a standard from a West End musical. And it's been covered by everyone from Nina Simone, Sammy Davis Jr. to John Coltrane and George Michael. It was sung by John Legend at Joe Biden's 2021 presidential inauguration. So I don't suppose it's on Donald Trump's playlist. But most importantly, as far as this show's concerned, It's also been claimed by Northern Soul devotees as one of their own. Detroit's Jean Duchon is probably best known for recordings in the 1960s, including the first recording, the song that Stevie Wonder would make his own, For Once in My Life. Here she is in 1965 on the Cadet label with Brits Tony Newley and Leslie Brix's Feeling Good, taken from their 1964 musical, The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. Love it.
Bird flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze dipping by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. You know how I feel. River running free. You know how I feel. Blossom on the tree. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new and fly out in the sun. You know what I mean. Butterflies are having fun. You know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done. That's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Lord, I'm feeling of the pine. You know how I feel. Freedom is mine. I know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Feeling so good. Yeah. Feeling good. And I'm feeling so
excellent, Jean Duchon. Yep, you're listening to Sid Valley Radio, Adrian Brown and the Mod Slot. This is my soul special. Got more soul than we can control this morning. So we're going to press right on with my favourite male soul artist, Clarence Carter. He was born blind on the 14th of January 1936 in Montgomery, Alabama, and a great singer, songwriter and musician, degree in musicology as well. This is from his 1968 debut album Atlantic Records. This is Clarence Carter, and this is Thread the Needle.
Oh, you gotta let your hair hang now, mama. You gotta let yourself unwound, baby. 'Cause we gonna get a thing going on here that won't quit. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. Oh, I know you're a good dancer, baby. You can jingling. Got a good step on the boogaloo, but Daddy Clamp's gonna teach you how to thread the needle. I think we better tell her again. Thread the needle. You mean you ain't never heard of that? Oh, baby, just stick with me. Yeah. We're gonna do it. you feel that beat, baby? Come on. Thread the needle. That's what we're gonna do, baby. Oh, you know it's getting hot in here. I think I'm gonna have to pull off my shirt. Yeah. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. I told you, I know you was a good dancer. Shingling, boogaloo, skate. And now, baby, you done learned how to thread the needle. Yeah. Thread the needle. That's what I'm talking about, baby. How is it? You like it? All right, baby. What we doing here?
There you go, the excellent Clarence Carter. Do you know, sometimes I surprise myself. This is my 72nd show on Sid Valley Radio, and in that time I've played nigh on 1,500 tracks, but I've never played this gem before. Let's put that right. Yeah, powerful stuff from the Supremes. You Keep Me Hanging On, written and composed by Motown's A-Team of Lamont Dozier and brothers Brian and Eddie Holland. And you could be hearing from them a couple of times later as well. It took the Supremes to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in the States and a scandalously low number eight on the UK charts in December 1966. Wilson Pickett recorded it in 1969, and the lovely Kim Wilde's cover also made it to the top of the Billboard Hot 100 in June 1987. Great, great song. Let's have a bit of Blue Eyed Soul to support my claim that British artists could be, and often were, at least the equals of their American counterparts. Sunny, written by Bobby Hebb, is one of the most performed and recorded popular songs of all time, and it would probably take the rest of my shift to give you the list of the great, the good, and the distinctly average who have recorded it. Hebb wrote the song in November 1963 while coming to terms with a double tragedy, the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in Dallas and the murder of Hebb's older brother, Harold, stabbed to death outside a Nashville nightclub. Many critics say that those events, critically, the loss of his older brother, inspired the lyrics and tune, but according to Hebb, he merely wrote the song as an expression of a preference for a sunny disposition over a lousy disposition. No matter, it's a beautiful song, and here's my favourite version.
Sunny, well, yesterday my life's filled with rain. Sunny, you smile at me and really ease the pain. Oh, the dark days are done, the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truthful things you said. Sunny, I wanna thank you for the facts from A to Z. 'Cause my life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock form when we held hands. The sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the smile upon your face. Sunny, well, wanna thank you for the clean that flows with grace. Nature's fire, you're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, I love you. Said I love you and the things you do with love so true. Sunny, I love you.
Yeah, the excellent Georgie Fame there, Bobby Hebb's Sunny. Time for the Beatles and a number from their second album and the second album I ever bought with the Beatles. The Fab Four may have been arguably the first band to write their own material, but on with the Beatles, as with their first album, Please Please Me, 6 out of the 14 tracks were not written by John Lennon, Paul McCartney or George Harrison. We're going to have a track from With the Beatles, written by Smokey Robinson and first produced by The Miracles in 1962. 3 minutes and 1 second of pure beauty.
Treat me back. on now. You've really got a hold on me.
The Beatles, you really got a hold on me. My word, we've already reached that part of the show where I introduce this week's threesome, and I've gone for a group that simply oozed greatness and class from every pore, and it dominated the British pop and soul scene for over a decade. I'm talking about Manchester's Simply Red, of course, formed in 1985 and led by the outrageously talented Mick Hucknall, a superb purveyor of blue-eyed soul in the tradition of Georgie Fame, who we heard from a little while ago, Chris Farlow, Dusty Springfield and Tom Jones, and just as respected and admired by his black colleagues across the pond as his illustrious predecessors were. Since the release of their debut studio album Picture Book in 1985 and still playing today, albeit in a very different form, they've had 10 songs reach the top 10 in the UK singles chart, including Holding Back the Years, If You Don't Know Me By Now, Fairground, lovely track, Angel, and The Air That I Breathe. And each of their 13 studio albums has also made it into the top 10 in the UK with A New Flame, Stars, Life and Blue, making it to number one. As you might imagine, I had some pretty difficult decisions to make. I've gone for three tracks from Stars, frankly. Their fourth and, for my money, their best album, released in September 1991 on the East West Records label. The album, the first by Simply Red to feature entirely original material, as a worldwide success, particularly over here where it's been certified 12 times platinum and was the best-selling album of the year in the UK for both 1991 and 92, and that's the first album to be best-selling two consecutive years since Simon Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water in 70-71. Stars gave birth to five singles, including the title track and the lovely For Your Babies, but to kick off, I've gone for the first single released, and indeed the album's opening track, written by the estimable Mr. Hucknall and keyboard player and backing vocalist Fritz McIntyre, Simply Red.
I love you.
Show.
All up for you. I give it all up for you.
it all up for you.
Yes, sir.
I give it all up for you.
Yes, sir.
I give it all up for you.
Yes, sir.
I give it all up for you.
There you go, the Immaculate Simply Red, Something Got Me Started. Very good morning to Sandy and Catherine, very good friends of the current Mrs. Brown and me. Not a lot gets past Sandy, I have to say, but I'm happy to say that this morning I have taken him aback. He was quite surprised I'd picked Simply Red as my threesome. Let's remember that Soul... is a very broad church, and it's not just the Motown classics. I've got a few curveballs for you this morning. I like to keep you on your toes, but let's go with something a little more expected next. Not every soul track centres upon love, spiritual or physical. And towards the end of the 1960s, a new sub-genre, influenced in part by Jimi Hendrix and the success of Sly and the Family Stone, and to a large extent fueled by the struggles of the civil rights movement and growing opposition to America's involvement in Vietnam, the subgenre known as psychedelic soul came into being. It was darker, more political edge, and it was wholeheartedly embraced by Motown artists, including Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, Marvin Gaye, and particularly our next group.
Skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
me, and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on.
Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation. Control the sound of soul, shooting rockets to the moon, kids going up to soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Round we go, where the world's headed, said nobody knows.
Oh yeah, the Temptations, Ball of Confusion, brackets, That's What the World Is Today, close brackets, a 1970 hit by the Temptations, released on the Gaudy Motown label and written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong, reached number 3 in the US pop charts and number 2 on the US R&B and number 7 on the UK singles charts on October the 25th, 1970. As you imagine, we're not having a jam track today. I think I only ever had a nodding acquaintanceship with soul. But Paul Weller, on the other hand, did. And when he left the jam, he formed the Style Council in 1982 with Mick Talbot, previously a member of Dexys Midnight Runners and mod band Merton Parkers. Weller wanted to get away. He found himself constrained by the jam, and he started the project, the Style Council, to explore a more arty, European, jazzier and more soulful direction. And this track is certainly that.
got to move to get out of this view. You see, they tell ya, move around. If you can't buy work
in your own town.
As I rise from my bed, I can hear the old man blaming heaven and mother for this. 30 years with one pump, 13 months redundant. Yes, I'd say it's unlucky for some.
There you go, Mick Talbot on vocals there, and Paul Weller, the Style Council, from our favourite shop, their second album released on the Polydor label on the 8th of June 1985. Back across to the States now. Here we go. Here's the Queen of Soul.
Ching, ching, ching. Oh,
Yeah, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, who sadly passed away on the 16th of August 2018. Sad thing about that track is that it was initially intended for Otis Redding. He didn't get around to seeing it, sadly. Yeah, November 1967, big, big hit for Aretha Franklin. Hey, hey, look out! Yes, Harry J. All-Stars and Liquidator, which means it's the current Mrs. Brown's household choice for this week. Nicknamed Double Dynamite, the Sultans of Sweat and the dynamic duo for their gritty, gospel-infused performances, Samuel Moore and David Prater are considered one of the greatest live acts of the 1960s. Many subsequent musicians have named them as an influence, including, listen to this list, Bruce Springsteen, Al Green, Tom Petty, Michael Jackson, Elvis Costello, The Jam, Teddy Pendergrass, Billy Joel, Steve Winwood and the Blues Brothers. And in case you're wondering who Messrs. Moore and Prater are, here's a clue. Marvellous. Well done, Mrs. Brown. What a great track there. Sam and Dave, of course, from 1967, with Isaac Hayes and David Porter's Soul Man. And it was selected in 2019 for preservation in the National Recording Registry as culturally, historically and aesthetically significant by the Library of Congress. There you go. That's a medal to wear on your chest, isn't it? Yep, you are listening to the Soul Special on Sid Valley Radio, East Devon's premier radio station. I hope you're all having a really lovely Sunday morning and you know, hope you're dancing as well. Of course, if you're sitting up in bed with toast and tea, you can't dance. But if you're not in bed, I'd like to see you or hear you dancing, right? I actually debuted on this August station way back on 10th of March 2018. Just to give that some context, that was the weekend between The Beast from the East and the Little Brother, the Mini Beast, which came 2 weeks later. And following my opening track, which was Green Onions, this was the first track I ever played. There you go, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with their massive 1965 hit, Nowhere to Run, penned by, yep, you've guessed it, Holland, Dozier and Holland. Let's go back to our Simply Red threesome. Now, we've all heard the hackneyed phrase, those that can't do it, teach it. Well, it would appear that those that can't do either tend to either become radio presenters or reviewers. And here are some of the ripest reviews of our next song. The Liverpool Echo stated that Hucknall's voice can still turn your spine to jelly. Melody Maker declaimed it's a sluicing surrender to lust, insidiously good. Music and Media magazine wrote that the singer was again gently shaking his red dreadlocks in a sensual dance rhythm. Not to be outdone, Smash Hits described it as a seriously jazzy meandering that snoozes along in a relaxing Sunday lay-in fashion. Another, stealing one of my favourite words, opined, the song is quite a stonker, with plinky-plonky Elton John piano. And finally, Alan Jones from Music Week named it his pick of the week, confidently stating that the song is bound for the upper reaches of the chart. Mark those words.
Okay. I'm the one who took you for granted. I've made my mistakes. Wake up, let's not break up.
Yeah, The Immense Thrill Me, released in April 92 as the fourth single from Stars. Now, you remember a few minutes ago, before introducing this track, I said Alan Jones from Music Week stated that the song is bound for the upper reaches of the chart. Well, poor old Alan, he only got as high as number 33 on the charts, and that was in a week where the top 40 was almost uniformly dire. Founded as the Four Aims, lead singer Levi Stubbs, Abdul Duke Fekir, Ronaldo Obi Benson and Lawrence Payton remained together for over four decades, performing from 1953 until 1997 without a change of personnel, and that's quite a record. As the Four Tops, of course, the Detroit Quartet were one of the most commercially and artistically successful American pop music groups of the 1960s and were instrumental in helping propel the Motown label to international fame. Now, I'm not going to try and outdo the people who were writing about Thrill Me. I don't want to end up in Private Eyes Sue's corner, but I'll simply say this has got to be one of their best.
Standing in the shadow. So don't you leave me standing.
What a knockout track, Standing in the Shadows of Love, yet another highly polished Holland Dozier and Holland Diamond. Levi Stubbs on lead vocal, made number six in the UK, number two in the US in November 1966. Let's come back to Britain, this precious stone set in the Silver Sea, and another delicious helping of Blue-Eyed Soul. Here we've got the Spencer Davis Group with a lovely cover version of a lovely number written by D.D. Ford and James McDougall, first released in 1965 by Betty LaVette.
Let me down easy. Though your love for me is gone, let me down so easy, baby, since you feel to stay isn't wrong. But it's all over, but the last goodbye. Let me down easy. Pass me by. once in a while. When you pass me by, does it hurt so much to smile? But it's all over, but the last goodbye. Let me die easy, baby. But it's all over, but the last goodbye. Let me die easy, baby. Let me die so easy, baby.
Oh dear, that's beautiful, isn't it? The Spencer Davis Group with Let Me Down Easy, taken from their second album, which was witchily entitled their second album, produced by Jimmy Miller and Chris Blackwell of Island Music fame, records fame, released on the 7th of January 1966 on Fontana, and of course, ludicrously talented Stevie Winwood, about 18 years old when he cut that disc. Incredible voice. As Kenny Everett would say, we're going to have a little breaky poos, a little breaky poos from Soul just for a moment. I'm going to play a Blur track now. Their ninth album, The Ballad of Darren, named after the boy's long-term bodyguard, Darren Smoggy Evans, came out almost a year ago now to overwhelmingly rapturous reviews. Now, of course, Blur are not a soul band, but the opening track on the album, The Ballad, has a real soulful feel to it. A beautiful, beautiful track.
I just look to my life, and all I saw was that you're not coming back. Oh, can't you see when the ballad comes for you?
Follow along with you, travel around the world together.
Yeah, sumptuous. Blur, the ballad. Time for the jazz one. Pennsylvania's James Oscar Smith was a jazz pianist and incidentally a real mod favourite, who helped popularise the Hammond B3 organ, creating a link between jazz and 1960s soul. We're going to listen to his instrumental cover of Walk on the Wild Side, the title song of the 1962 film, performed by Brooke Benton over the film's coda and closing credits. Tunesmith Elmer Bernstein and lyricist Mac David earned an Oscar nomination for the Best Original Song, but lost out to Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer's Days of Wine and Roses. Jimmy Smith's version was part of his first cutting for the Verve label Bashing, the unpredictable Jimmy Smith, recorded in March 1962. And it was arranged by top-notch saxophonist, bandleader, composer and producer, a quadruple threat there, Oliver Nelson. And it features Nelson's big band, a big band for a big sound. We'll be right back. Yeah, the unpredictable Jimmy Smith there, bashing out one mighty track. Good morning, John. John Shepherd, Johnny Boy, Johnny the Lover. Hope you're well, mate. Hope you're having a good weekend with Elaine. Nice of you to join us this fine morning. And you've joined us just in time for an absolute stonker of a track from almost certainly the greatest British vocalist of the 1960s. I've played this soul classic and Northern Soul favourite, I Can't Wait Until I See My Baby's Face, co-written by Chip Taylor and Jerry Ragavi on the show before, courtesy of South Carolina's Baby Washington's 1963 recording. Our homegrown version comes from an album released on the Philips label on the 27th October 1967, entitled Where Am I Going? And it is a very classy version indeed, which will come of no surprise whatsoever, because it's in the hands of the incomparable Dusty Springfield.
Never, never let him go.
sublime. Sublime, sublime, sublime. Dusty Springfield. The current Mrs. Brown has just messaged me the single word shivers. And I know precisely where you're coming from, love. It's sent a big chill up my spine as well. We've got to stick with a good old Blighty for a moment and a well-known number from one of the lesser-known bands of the greatest decade for pop and rock music. The Four Seasons Begging is undoubtedly one of the all-time great Northern Soul tracks, but I think this British cover is even better than the original. Have a listen, see what you think.
Put your loving hand out, baby, I'm begging.
Knockout track that, all the way from Southport in Lancashire, the excellent and largely, sadly, forgotten Time Box. Very underrated Mike Patto, later the Bow Street Runners on vocals, and the very talented Ollie Halsall on both vibes and lead guitar. Is it that time already? Yeah. We've reached the final offering from this week's threesome from Simply Red, and the fifth and final single from their magnificent, let's face it, magnificent 1991 album Stars. As with Thrill Me, it was critically praised but didn't score as a single hit, only reaching number 17 on the UK singles chart. And I've been thinking about this, and it may be because nearly half, 3.5 million Brits bought the album. So that may be why the singles didn't do so well. Never mind. This is a thing of absolute beauty.
I've got to stand up for myself. This society don't care about nobody else. Got to be strong, even if I know that this feeling is wrong. Got to not care, even if I know that this world is meant to share. Wait a minute, this is wrong. Even the birds still sing their faithful song. Your beauty lies within you. Look in the mirror, baby.
Absolutely gorgeous. I know I'm using an awful lot of adjectives this morning, but it's very difficult not to when you listen to such beautiful music. Yep, you're listening to Sid Valley Radio, East Devon's premier radio station, with the Mod Slot Soul Special. One subsequent review of that Simply Read Your Mirror was more incisive than most, and it noted that Mick Hucknall takes a harder lyrical and vocal approach, almost menacing at times, and I can relate to that because there are a few numbers that I think are so powerful that they are almost intimidating. Among them is Spencer Davis Group's Give Me Some Loving and this Northern Soul classic from 1972. I swear I get a massive frisson up my spine every time I hear this without fail.
Say, before I go.
Wow, how powerful is that? The Night from 1972, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, of course. Now, I don't usually indulge in Americanisms, but I'm going to pitch you a curveball now. The Human League started out as an experimental electronic outfit, but achieved widespread commercial success with their third album, Dare, in 1981. Our next track, their first new single since the phenomenal success of Don't You Want Me, almost a year earlier, was released on the 12th of November 1982 and was conceived as a celebration of leader and frontman Phil Oakey's love of Motown. And indeed, it's been described by people who know about these things as electronic Northern Soul. Vocalists Susan Ann Sully and Joanne Catherall were two schoolgirls who joined the group after being spotted by Oakey dancing at a Sheffield nightclub, feature prominently throughout the track but have no lyrics, but provide, I have to say, seductive backing vocals of oohs and ahs. It should have been Human League's second consecutive number two Christmas number one. I'll say it again. It should have been the Human League's second consecutive UK Christmas number one. But it was kept at the number two spot by Rene and Renato's Save Your Love For Me. And that's a tragedy and a travesty. Because Mirror Man is quite a superb song. And here he comes. We'll be right back. Excellent. Phil Oakey in the Human League with Mirror Man. My mate Sandy has picked my namesake up, who's Adrian, better known as Bash, and they've gone to bash a few golf balls around the fiendishly deceptive Sidmouth Golf Club. Hope you have a great round, lads, and perhaps see you a bit later. From electronic Northern Soul to a Northern Soul classic, here's Willie T walking up a one-way street.
Time and time again, you got me crying, baby, and my tears are flowing just like rain. Well, I'm all alone and blue as can be, and I'm walking up a one-way street. Don't take much to please me, but every day here lately seems like all you do is tease me. Well, I'm all alone in blue as can be, and I'm walking up a one-way street, yeah.
Lovely, Willie T. We're walking up a one-way street. We're going to have a David Bowie track now, and this week we're moving away from our normal stomping ground of the great man's early career in the mid-60s, going a decade forward to the mid-1970s when the shape-shifting superstar moved away from glam rock and wholeheartedly embraced Philadelphia soul.
Half the die for
David Bowie, what a stonker. Young Americans. Yeah, recorded mostly in August 1974 at Sigma Sound Studios and released in February 1975. The largely unknown, then unknown, Luther Vandross was among others on backing vocals. And while we're on the subject of largely unknown singers, I first found this next track on Martin Freeman, he of Sherlock fame, and mod producer Eddie Piller's excellent compilation album, Jazz on the Corner. Now, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, on the internet regarding Jeffrey Stoner, the singer of this song, regarding his history or biography. I've been through it. I cannot find a thing. But here is the mystery man with Bend Your Head Down Low. And believe me, this is a corker.
Bend your head down low, sing to the night, don't let your feelings slow keep you up tight. You are what you say you are. You are what you say of me. We may grow tired, and it may show that we
there. I told you it was pretty special, didn't I? Bend Your Head Down Low, originally released on Mystery Man, Jeffrey Stoner's 1973 album on the Ovation Records label, Watch Out. If you are able to find anything out about Jeffrey Stoner, do let me know. I'd be fascinated to learn a bit more of his history. Talking about pretty special tracks, this is The Big AC, written by the appallingly talented Nick Corbin and taken from New Street Adventures' 2016 debut album, No Hard Feelings. Again, this is a thing of rare beauty.
Whoever thought that standing here would be a waste of time? You said we'll go to a place when no one's heard that. You dance to the music, not just the words. And we lose ourselves in clumsy footwork. And any way you like is fine. But from all that I can see, there don't seem to be no one looking at me. We're just a mixed bag minority, saying come and have a listen to the old sound system. Is where we pass initiation to the new street sound, approved by strangers stranger than your strangest dreams. And like it or not, we're now part of the scene with an influence on vast. You know, I never thought I'd fall in love this fast. I guess we're just the kind of people who make this thing last. We've made it our goal to be saving the soul. And you know, when you're on the right track, you're not gonna hear the same old songs. And the lights won't be blinding your eyes. You'll be taking a ride on a brand new tide, with no fear of being cut down a size. And you said the soul in this room, it will fill you up as the 45 spin. You say please don't stop that beat. Well, that's how you made it for. Ain't no doubt that I'm so proud that I'm in next to you. And JJ's at the back door screaming, please let me in. Don's way late yelling, come on train. And Curtis, he always put words in my mouth. So wherever you lead, I will follow you right to the end. You're not gonna hear the same old songs, and the lights won't be blinding your eyes.
Beautiful New Street Adventure. We are running rapidly out of time, just about enough time for one more generous helping of British blue-eyed soul. Here's Paul Young.
Your eye, I can tell you're gonna cry. Is it over me? If it is, save your tears, for I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always on the road. Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home. I'm telling you that
makes my home. You had a romance, did you break it by chance over me? If it's so, I'd like for you to know that I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always on the road. Wherever I lay my head, that's my home. You keep telling me I'm your man. What do I have to do to make you understand? For I'm the type of guy who gives a girl the eye. Everybody knows. Well, I love them and I leave them, break their hearts and deceive them everywhere I go. Don't you know that I'm the type of man who is always on the road? Ooh, la, 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 la. Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home.
Well, that's it for another week. Mes Ami, that old devil time has beaten us again, and here's Wilson Pickett with The Midnight Hour to send us on our way. The fragrant and very lovely Gavin Stewart is going to take over the reins, and I'm off home to the current Mrs. Brown and Monty the cat, who unfortunately seems to have regained his hunting mojo. I hope you've enjoyed this morning's dip into the broad church that is soul, and that you'll join me again next week, same time, same place, when I'll have a very special show for you celebrating the world's greatest sporting event, and I'm not talking about the Euros. Until then, have a splendiferous Sunday, a marvellous Monday to Saturday, and in the best traditions of Northern Soul, keep the faith. Yep, I'm coming home, baby.